financial indicators now. EBITDA is 68.1 billion dinar, 50% fall. The major reasons is the drop of oil prices and prices of petroleum products, different portfolio of petroleum products in the total basket of oil, and the impossibility to process Russian crude, which had favorable prices in 2022, and the Iraqi oil, which was forbidden in the first at the end of the first quarter. This also had an effect because we couldn't obtain the favorable price. Actually, this crude had favorable price. Due to the inflation, we also have an increase in costs for different services, for earnings, salaries, and so on. And also in the second half of the year, the negative result of Hipetrohemia had an effect on our result income. As for net profit, it is lower by 52% compared to 2022. The reasons for this are the same as those that I mentioned for EBITDA, but also there is the effect of decrease of income for our share in Teto Pančevo, and we had the correction based on goodwill for the acquisition of HIP Petrohemia, and also the difference in financial revenues and expenses. Actually, the financial revenues were higher, and this had a financial effect. As regards operational cash flow, 28 billion was the operational cash flow. This is the consequence of lower income inflow, but also the large impact had higher taxes, income taxes, which was included in cash flow in 2023 due to the profit in 2022. As regards to the total cash flow, we had positive operational cash flow, 28 billion after following the total investment. The free cash flow minus 39 billion, net loans additional 4 billion, dividends 23.4, and net cash flow minus 66.4 billion dinars. As for CapEx, I already mentioned we allocated 39.2 billion, which is 77% higher than the previous year. The main directions were also the oil and gas production projects, mainly drilling and GTA activities. We also had higher oil refining activity, and also for the project of reconstruction of fire protection, and also for other projects, and also the turnaround project in 2023, and provision of material and technical resources for this project. We also had, in addition to the construction and construction of petrol stations, other investments in reconstruction of oil depots in Niš, which we plan to complete this year. Now we have the slide for the increase of operational efficiency. the total EBITDA 25 billion, which is distributed by blocks. As for